You know, it's coming awfully late. I thought that he would have done it earlier to, get a little more of a running start going. But obviously it'll be a big week for the Democrats next week. But, he's got some real options here as to whether he shores up the lack of national security experience that Senator Obama has. I can't imagine who he could pick that could then match McCain's experience. I would imagine someone like Sam Nunn, former senator from Georgia, but Senator Nunn has been out of the game for more than 10 years, so even that wouldn't really measure up to the very, very impressive national security credentials that Senator McCain has. But that would be, to me, the way he would have to go because he is so thin on security experience.
We're speaking with Senator Mel Martinez of Florida. And Senator Martinez, what can you say about John McCain's running mate pick?
Well, I think it's still to come. Obviously, we're going to probably wait until the Democratic convention ends. So I would imagine about a week from today or so, you'll be hearing from Senator McCain. He's got some excellent choices, a very exciting person in Mitt Romney, who I think would be an exceptional choice, a great governor of the state of Massachusetts, who's really a real expert on the economic conditions of our country. I think we also obviously have our own governor who's been on the short list, and I think deservedly so. So Governor Crist provides another option. And I guess the other one would be Governor Pawlenty of Minnesota. So I think those three are probably very much in the mix. And Senator McCain is going to make a very personal decision, and I think he really will do so by focusing not on what's best for politics, but who is someone who could be a good leader for our country, who's prepared to be a commander-in-chief, who's prepared to be president. And so I think that ought to be the equation through which his pick should be filtered. And I think likewise with Obama, I think we should look and see, is he picking someone who's prepared to be president on day one? That, I think, is the ultimate test.